Oh, I can admit it to you. I've been looking forward to talking to these two women for the last 3 weeks since I knew that they were coming on. This is really cool. The play Anne is an intimate, brash, and feisty portrait of Anne Richards, legendary governor of Texas. Written by award-winning actress and writer Holland Taylor, Anne is an inspiring and hilarious play that brings us face-to-face with the complex, colorful, and captivating character bigger than the state from which she hailed. Performed by two-time Tony nominee Jane Atkinson, known, of course, from The House of Cards, Madam Secretary, and many other great works, Anne takes a revealing look at the impassioned woman who enriched the lives of her followers, friends, and family. Add to the equation the wonderful Kristen Van Genhoven, who is directing this production at the Dorset Theater Festival, and you have a pretty, pretty good time. We welcome Jane Atkinson and Kristen Van Genhoven to the roundtable this morning. How are you both?
We're good. Thank you so much for having us on.
Hi, Joe.
How are you, Jane?
I'm very well, thank you.
It is always a treat to speak with both of you, and I thank you very much. I know you're busy in rehearsal, and the show opens on the 29th, and I thank you very much for taking the time out and to talk to us about this. So, Kristen, let us just quickly begin with you as to how you got involved in the show and bringing it to Dorset.
Well, when I was thinking about Wham Theater's 9th season, I realized it was obviously the year of the midterm elections, and there was such a record number of women pulling out papers to run for office. So I really wanted to have a play this year at Wham Theater that told that story and that had a woman in politics in the lead. So when I was reading all kinds of plays, I was lucky enough to go to a friend's cottage, and this play, Anne, in my research came along, and it was perfect. And I initially approached Jane to direct it. And then she read it, and she phoned me, and she said, I don't want to direct it. I want to be Anne. And then I tried to think about which theater company had similar values in terms of gender parity in the theater and really wanting to put a focus on women and telling those stories. And Dina came to mind because we had done a couple of things together in the past. So I emailed her and said, would you have any interest in this being a co-production? And that's how it all began. And so now here we are in beautiful Vermont getting ready to tell this story next week.
Dina Janis, of course, at Dorset Theater Festival and a frequent guest in this program. Beautiful work that they do over there. Now, it is written by Holland Taylor. She starred in the show for a long time when it was on Broadway and went to the Kennedy Center and of course, the Lincoln Center run on Broadway. So, Jane, what got you interested to say, yeah, I want to play this woman?
A slight insanity on my part. it's a one-woman show. There is a voice of Julie White who plays my secretary, but I really have fallen in love with the spirit of Anne and what she stood for, her voice in politics, her voice for women, minorities. She was devoted to creating a government in Texas that looked like, for once, as she said, the population of the state. She's impassioned about getting women and minorities into politics. And her big, big, you know, sort of flag she waves is you've got to participate. You can't just sit back. You've got to participate. You've got to vote, maybe even consider running. And that just really spoke to me.
I was struck, obviously. I mean, she was a force of nature. We had her on this program many times, and it was never, you know, it's never dull being around Anne Richards. And
it's never dull being around Jane.
Well, no, God, no. But the other thing about it, too, is you think about it now in political sense of, good Lord, they had a Democratic governor in Texas.
Yep. Yes. She would say, get back. That is insane. you see this footage of her and she's saying, welcome to the new Texas. It was a very, very inspiring moment. And, you know, it was a sort of perfect storm for her to get elected. And she ran a campaign that was, you know, again, on the ground, door to door. It was something that it was a very, I don't know if we could say this, but definitely when she first began in politics, it was she really led a very female-based approach. You know, she went to every door. She talked to every person who answered the door. She learned something specific about them and wrote them notes.
Right.
You know, thank you so much. I hear your concern about this, and I loved this part of your house, blah, blah, blah. And she made it very personal.
Kristen, what has it been like in directing this work, looking at the performance, of course, that Holland did, and then in her writing of the play, and then transferring that for another wonderful actress?
Well, we're very lucky because Holland is really supportive of Jane taking this on. And I think Jane is one of the first, if not the first, or not the first, but close to being the first to take the role on after Holland. So Jane and Holland have been able to have conversations. She's really supportive of what we're doing. And it's really fun to find what I'm calling in rehearsal the Jane-isms, the things that Jane is bringing to the role. We've tried not to look too much at what Holland has done and just take her support and take the information that she's had that she's been so generous in giving to us to use, like the recordings of her assistant, Nancy, and other really useful information. We also got connected to a person in the Berkshires who worked with her for 10 years as an administrative aide, and he's been a terrific support. So we've just been having a lot of fun finding how Jane's Anne and what that is in the rhythm of this limited special engagement and the sass and the sexiness and the wit and, you know, Jane's humor and comedy and the buttons that she brings to the jokes that Holland has written so perfectly into the play. And of course, Holland is an actor, so the script just feels really easy for an actor to work with. And that's such a plus when you have a playwright who also has been an actor. They understand the rhythm of being on stage. So we're having so many laughs, and it's feeling like a really wonderful room of artists who understand that we're doing something that feels important in this day and age, in the midst of all of these races when so many women are running and so many unexpected victories are happening, and it feels like we're part of the wave.
Jane, I'm interested in the Jane-isms, and we'll get to that in a second. What about your your conversations with Holland? How would you characterize those, and what it has been like actor to actor?
Oh, it's just been so fantastic to hear the wealth and dearth of knowledge that she has, not just about Anne, but all of the other people that are talked about, the in-depth knowledge, the humor. She sent me documents. She sent me amazing pictures that you wouldn't necessarily see, in the general public. And just her deep love of Anne, her deep passion and love of Anne has translated. And, you know, she was very, she was very direct. And she said, you have to understand that, you know, this play and this woman is like a King Lear. Yeah. And she's not wrong because, it's a 2-hour show. We're trying to make it a little bit shorter just because it's a presentation. But, she has brought to life this, as you said, this larger than life woman. And she's been incredibly, incredibly supportive. And she said to me, do not be afraid to get as mad as a hornet and laugh and enjoy that the jokes are there. But she was a tough, tough cookie. And you can't hold back from that, because there's sometimes you think, okay, everyone's just going to think she's a big old biatch, but she's not. She's just running an office. She's running, she's governing. And as she says in the play, it's one thing to run for an office, and it's a whole other thing to govern. So Holland has just been truly amazing. And I have to tell you, I am stealing some of her things because she just nails some things. We've only got a short amount of time, and please, come on. I got to steal some
with her
things.
Blessing, of course.
Right. Sure. No,
yes,
I understand
with her blessing,
that.
Of course.
You know, I have to, I saw the show, I guess it was 2014. And that was a simpler time, wasn't it? Remember back in 2014? remember that, how we felt? So I would think, I don't even know, I would think I would react to the play much differently and perhaps much more longingly than I did 4 years ago.
You know, Joe, when I was doing my preparation to direct it and I was watching Ann Richards' 1992 Democratic Convention speech,
yep,
the one that I think was actually, that like launched her on the newspapers everywhere and sort of made her supporters look towards the governor's office, I thought, my gosh, you could take that speech, you could add a few more marginalized groups, and you could say it word for word right now.
Yeah.
And I felt sort of, I don't know how I felt with that. I was kind of depressed. And and she starts the play by talking about, we are in the throes of a
new
age. And we think, wow. Yeah, it does resonate differently for sure right now. From both sides of the political divide, for sure.
Yeah, from both sides. That's absolutely true. But also it's interesting because I mean I know you're doing the play in Vermont, but here in New York, Texas, California, I mean we're really good at political corruption. Texas is great. I mean that's gonna resonate too. I mean, talk about just some snakes. Oh, I mean, well, of course, Molly Ivins.
She talks in the play about how, you know, men are great fighters and women are great at building consensus, and that is really something that Ann Richards did, and that I personally, of course, hope that it's going to be men and women working together. Like she says in the play, we're all in this together. If we can all come together and find that perfect balance of consensus and fighting, that would be a really wonderful way to move forward.
And you know what else she says, Joe, when you watch her interview? She says, you know, you have to have people around you that are from a different experience than you are. You know, you have to have, little girls have different experiences than little boys. Someone who is in a black skin is going to have a different experience than someone who is in a white skin. Someone who is Asian or Hispanic or gay, LGBT. You have to surround yourself with these different experiences of life so you can have consensus. You can cohere and understand what each of these people need. And she was very, very, very direct in saying, I need this in my government. I need to hear. I need to know. And it's just smart. It's just wise. But she said it's also very difficult for the Democratic Party. She said this. I don't know if it's still true, but because everybody kind of is, in there with their own needs and their own wants, they don't necessarily lockstep with all the ideals. And I think we're trying to sort of see what are the ideals right now that are for everybody so that we can move forward and make the world a better place for everyone.
The Dorset Theater Festival production of Anne about the life of Texas Governor Ann Richards, performed by Emmy Award winner Jane Atkinson and directed by Kristen Van Genhoven, runs from the 29th of August through the 1st of September. And just so I'm correct, Kristen, then this life will go on, right? You're going to be doing other performances in the Berkshires later on this year, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have four performances here that are almost sold out, so people should rush to get their tickets, the last remaining tickets for the four performances next week. And then we'll have seven performances from October 19th to the 28th. WHAM Theater has rented the Tina Packer Playhouse at Shakespeare and Company. And that, in keeping with WHAM's double philanthropic mission, a portion of the proceeds from the October run of the show will get donated to the two beneficiaries for the show, which is the Denise Cayley Fund for Women Living with Cancer in the Berkshires. That's Ann Richards, unfortunately, passed away from cancer. And also the Women's Fund of Western Massachusetts, their LIPPY program. We're going to provide three scholarships, hopefully two or three, depending on how well the show does, to the LIPPY programs, the Leadership Institute for Public and Political Impact, so that three women from the Berkshires can get a scholarship to attend that program in the fall. And that's a nonpartisan initiative that provides women with the tools, mentors, and confidence they need to become our region's community leaders and elected officials. So those two beneficiaries seemed really appropriate for this play. So if people are unable to catch it next week in Dorset, we wholeheartedly encourage them to come to the Berkshires from October 19th to the 28th and catch Jane in the show there.
Will you come back in October to talk to us again about it?
We would love to do
that. Okay, all right.
Joe,
excellent.
I would love to come back and talk to you.
All right. I would love to have you both here. The Dorset Theater Festival production of Anne, about the life of Texas Governor Ann Richards, is running from August 29th through September 1st. DorsetTheaterFestival.org for more information. Jane Atkinson, Kristen Van Genhoven, love to you both. Thank you very much for being with us, and I can't wait to see the show.
Thank you so much, Joe, for having us on.
Be well. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.